This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
What form is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
I'm guessing you might be listening with just one earphone in today, half listening, half watching day one of the Ryder Cup. Listen, that sort of behaviour is fine. In fact, I go as far as to say it's actively encouraged. We do like a bit of Ryder Cup around here. Hey, European Murph.
Hey. Hello, European Owen.
If our chat with US Murph is anything to go by, the Yanks are running scared this year.
Tommy Fleetwood will cut your heart out and eat it right in front of you, man. Lee Westwood. Lee Westwood from 16 feet with the match on the line. He's got like a 90% sink rate, man. I mean, come on, man. I don't want any part of Bernd Wiesberger. I don't want any part of this guy.
Well, he needn't worry. He doesn't have to have a piece of Brandt Wiesberger this afternoon in the foursomes. Maybe the four balls tonight, Murph, but...
Yeah,
let's just
let him off the leash in the four ball. That's what I'm all about.
Exactly. But what about Team USA and the much publicized feud between two of its star players, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau? Lawrence Donegan had some thoughts.
There's always kind of enmities within a team room. You know, we said it earlier in the interview. You know, some people don't get on with other people. Some people are great pals. But in Europe, they kind of put it aside for 1 week, or they do a really good acting job. But with this American team, they just don't, they're not even trying. You know, you have five or six guys, good guys, you know, Morikawa, Spieth, Thomas, Scheffler, Berger. They're all contemporaries and they're all genuine buddies. But imagine having to, you know what it's like. You go out on a night out and there's 12 of you and 10 good guys and two absolute twats. You know, I mean, it kind of ruins it. And maybe you can put up with it for one night, right? But can you imagine the whole week in that team room?
That's certainly one for the European fans to print on a T-shirt. If only there were European fans traveling.
Yes,
this
I know.
Year.
And that's the real travesty, you know, that it's not the... You know, it's not the full Ryder Cup experience without the put-upon minority of away fans. But you listen, we're just going to have to muddle through regardless.
There is a lot of muddling through, Murph. There's a lot of nonsense to muddle through during the week before we get to the actual golf. And muddle through it you have. You've been glued to it, as became clear when you relayed this analysis on Tuesday of Ryder Cup week. Maybe it was Wednesday, to give you your credit. Maybe you didn't engage until Wednesday, but still.
I don't deserve any credit, if you're giving me credit, it's not deserved.
This is early on in the week. This was the analysis that you talked about by Brandel Chamblee.
And he said the two reasons he reckons Europe can come together better than the USA is, one, they have Seve. It's like, okay, I literally don't know what that means, but
they
fine.
Have Seve. But we
Seve Ballesteros. He's a unifying force that's like from beyond the grave. He's still unifying all of these European players, probably two of whom have actually met Seve for any longer than like 5 minutes at a
Seve is our Aslan.
Yeah, and then the second reason is they're fighting for something. They're fighting for something that they really believe in. and that's the European tour. And I was like, what?
Wow, that's amazing.
The European tour. I mean, you guys, like, without getting too nationalistic about it, like, you guys have an actual country that you're actually representing. Like, we're representing a thing that, like, a third of the team, their country voted to get out of, like, five years ago, you know?
Yeah, the European tour, Murph. What's the big deal? I live and breathe European tour golf. It's something that really makes...
It is amazing. I love this tour so much, I don't even play in it. That's what the European players are telling each other in the dressing room. I mean, if I played on this tour, I'd probably love it even more than I do
they
already.
They would have too much passion for it then. That'd be the problem.
Yeah.
They would have too much passion if all they did was play in the European tour.
Just the right amount of distance from the European tour, about 3,000 miles, and the entire width of the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm not sure if Jay-Z has his eye on the golfing market, but maybe... Maybe even conquer rugby. It could be golf next. It was announced during the summer that the United Rugby Championship, which kicks off tonight, has teamed up with Jay-Z's Roc Nation Entertainment Company in a strategic consulting partnership. What does that mean? Well, what exactly it means was fleshed out a little bit in an interview that appeared this week on the 42.e with Michael Uhrmark, who heads the global sports arm of Roc Nation. But Ken sounded unconvinced.
When you think about rugby traditionally, you think about the iconic franchises, which I guess means the Border Reavers. you think about a demographic that has supported this sport for quite some time, but you know that the demographic is somewhat limited, Uhrmark says. And I'm like, yeah, you do. And if you know anything about rugby, you know that that's the whole point. It's a feature, not a bug. This is a sport that's named after... an expensive private school that exists to manufacture upper-class Englishmen, right? This is not meant to be the people's game. That literally defeats the purpose of rugby. It's all about being able to respect the kicker and show that you're better than the scum. I mean, that's literally the whole point of the sport. And this guy wants to, like, throw open the gates. He just wants to open the floodgates. Everything special about rugby would be swept away in an instant if this guy got his way. I mean, it's just amazing stuff.
It's all about respect the kicker and show that you're better than the scum. I feel like this is one of those points where I should probably wrote out the usual disclaimer, the thoughts of Ken earlier, not necessarily reflective of those of Second Captains as a podcast and as a company.
Yeah, subscribe now for top-class rugby analysis from everyone except Ken on this show. That's basically
the message.
I feel
like he's still burned by his experience with Jerry Flannery a couple of years ago when we trotted Ken up there at short enough notice. We said, Ken, we need something. We need someone to... We basically need you to give us your, in fairness, actual feelings about rugby, but we just need you to do it in front of an audience. And don't back down when Jerry Flannery tells you that you're... absolutely talking out of your arse. And that's what he did. I still feel like that's in the back of his mind. Jerry Flannery's always in the back of his mind when he's making these kind of... Not that he feels Jerry represents rugby in that way, but just that experience of debating it live on air, just how exclusive is the rugby union, is somewhere there in the back of his mind. Anyway, you can sign up now on secondcaptains.com. €5 a month plus VAT. We'd love to see you for a bit of... Why not augment your Ryder Cup coverage, your live Ryder Cup coverage, by listening to us talking shite about it. Thanks, Ciarán.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks for listening. Please join up, secondcaptains.com.
And joining us for a chat, Ken Early, rugby writer for the Irish Times. G'day, Ken. How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Not so bad. How are you?
Good. And what did you make of Ireland's win the other day against Scotland?
Well, it was a little bit of the preliminaries. You know, a little amuse-bouche for Ireland to dispose of Scotland. It was a bit disappointing to see Ireland in the group with Scotland. I mean, the question is, are there any hard games for Ireland?
Well, probably.
Are there hard games?
Well, yeah, I mean, you would have thought maybe Scotland would have given them a harder game in that first one. So that might have been the only one.
We're Scotland in rankings 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're number one.
Ooh.
I've been number one in the rankings for a number of weeks. And I'll tell you, from the summit, everyone else doesn't look quite so big from up here.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hold up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.